Okay, good morning all. So we're up to Mishnah Beis over here in Perek Aleph of Masech HaShabbos. So, Lo Yishiv Adam Lefnei HaSapar Samach L'Mincha. So the Mishnah seemingly almost kind of like verges off to a separate conversation. It feels like this maybe even belonged in Masech's Brachos because it just seems to be talking about davening in general. But a person should not sit down and start getting a haircut close to the time that the Zman of Mincha begins. So in other words, typically we say Mincha begins 6.5 hours in the day. That's when the time begins that you can start saying it up until sunset. So ideally, a person should not start involving themselves in new things up until so that they until they daven mincha, right? So the reason in general why is because we don't want a person to forget, right? So if a person's going to be involving themselves in something else, then they'll forget to daven mincha. So a person should not sit down for a haircut close to the time of mincha. Lo yikanes adam al merachat, so a person shouldn't go into a bathhouse below the borsiki, nor into like a tanning salon, and like a place where they work on leather hides. Lo lechol velo adin, a person should not eat close to the time, and a person should not sit down for judgment during this time. Vim his chilu, and if they did begin, if any of these people did begin doing this, it's close to the time that the time of mincha begins, in mafsikan, they do not have to stop. Mafsikan, the cross kriyashma. However, if they would have to say kriyashma, for example, like let's say this was in the morning and they didn't say kriyashma yet, then they must stop to say kriyashma. Vim mafsikan, let's feel it, but they do not need to stop what they're doing in order to daven Shmona Esrei. Now, the obvious question is that most people nowadays are busy at work, right? And they are doing many things during this time period, and they ideally will keep in mind that they're going to be davening later at Mincha Marv, let's say. So the answer is that's totally permissible nowadays. As long as you have a set time that you normally daven mincha, then it's okay to be doing things close to this time. It's more if you never have any real set time and you just daven mincha whenever you want. So if this is the case, you should ideally daven mincha at the first opportunity, which is at this time of mincha gedola, at 6.5 hours into the day, and you should not do anything else before you do that. However, if you're going to daven mincha later in the day, then you are allowed to do all these other things. Mishnah Gimel. Going back to the topic of Shabbos, lo yitzei hachayat b'machatov samach l'chashicha, a tailor should not go out with his needle on Erev Shabbos, close to the time it gets dark, shema yishkach v'yitzei, lest he forget that he has it in his hand, or maybe it's machlokas if he has the needle in his hand, or if it's like stuck in his pants, lest he forget, and then he'll violate the yisra of hotza on Shabbos, so you don't want to do that. Lo halavlar b'kum moso, and nor should a scribe, he shouldn't go out with his pen on Erev Shabbos for the same reason. And now, two other ideas related to this. A person should not be checking their garments for like dirt or lice on Shabbos or close to the time that Shabbos starts, or once Shabbos starts, and a person should not be reading with a candle on Shabbos. The reason why is because we're worried that maybe the person will come to adjust the candle on Shabbos, and that's not permitted to do on Shabbos, so you may adjust it so that you could see your clothes better, or you can see the text better, and therefore we do not allow this on Shabbos. Obviously, nowadays it's a little different. We're not really as concerned about this. But MS Amru, now truthfully, says the mission. That's a weird word. The mission says truthfully. What do you mean truthfully? I thought everything we're saying is true. So it seems to be that either one understanding is that maybe that this is exactly how we paskin. Normally, there are many machloks and many arguments in the Mishnah. So when we say be'emes, so we're saying this is what we're actually paskinning. So what does it say? Hachazan roe hechan hatinokos korim. A chazan, meaning like a teacher of children, is allowed to see where the children are reading, because he's not going to adjust his flame on Shabbos just to see where he's just taking a glance at what they're doing. But he is not allowed to read by the candlelight for this reason, because he may come to adjust it. And then kayotzebo. So the Mishnah now says similarly. Now you'll see the case that is similar is not similar to this, so we'll have to understand what that is in a second. So lo yachal hazav im hazava, a zav, right? We spoke about this in Brachos. This some kind of a disease that has to do with an emission of sorts from a man and im hazava. So these two people, a woman and a male and a female that have this condition of zav, whatever it is, they should not be eating together if they hergal avira. And the reason why this, which seems to be unrelated to the previous case of reading by a candlelight for the kids or versus yourself, why you should not do that. Seems to be that we're in general trying to avoid averas as much as possible. And in both these situations, even though they're totally different, right? Eating azav and azavi eating together and reading by a candlelight on Shabbos, the reason why we prohibit these things in general is because of hergal avera. We try to avoid doing averas as much as possible, and doing these things would lead to potential averos. So in general, I would say nowadays, so you can't read on Shabbos. That's not the case, all right? Obviously, you can certainly learn a sefer on Shabbos. We're probably just not as concerned about adjusting the lights nowadays, just because of the electricity that we have versus what they used to have back in the day. Okay.